Good afternoon, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are yourself?
Not bad.
So I understand that this is the second robotic system the hospital has, with the latest one having new capabilities. What are they?
It's an updated system that's it's a bit lighter to use, easier to use. But the great thing about it, it's connected to an operating table that moves around with the machine, so you can, without having to stop and start and readjust your system, the operating table, the patient, the robot all moves around in unison. So it makes life a lot easier for operations when you're moving around different parts of the body, basically.
And what kind of surgeries will it mostly be used for?
Well, the commonest ones are for surgery for prostate cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancer. But also here, the great thing is now we've got two systems. We can make it available to use for other systems like stomach surgery, bowel surgery, lung cancer, some cardiac surgery as well. So the great advantage is that we can actually move it into other specialities, whereas in the past it's almost always been around prostate and bladder cancer.
Yeah, so it definitely does have many purposes. But how were these kind of surgeries carried out before the new technology came into play?
A mixture of things. A lot of operations were, in a case, sometimes still done with a traditional open approach, and that's appropriate still for many. In other words, you make an incision and a hole in somebody and do it directly, rather than the robot's approach is that you use a series of small instruments that are put in through punctures in the body rather than making bigger holes. So I guess in the past, open surgery or sometimes laparoscopic surgery, the robotic approach is more precise, it's less invasive, quicker recovery for patients as a result.
And so what will this mean for patients if they do undergo stuff?
If they're having it for the right reason, for the right operation, it should mean that they get through the procedure more quickly, they recover more quickly and get back to normal activities, hopefully with less impact on their life and less chance of side effects often.
And with the new robotic system, what's the training involved with it? Obviously, it is going to be a little bit different to how normal surgeries are.
Yeah, I mean, many of the operations are still the same operation inside. It's just a different way of getting at it. But there is some basic training on how to use the machine, how to set it up, and a period of training where another person with experience sits with you and you do the operation together until everybody's happy that it's being done safely and properly. So it's a variety of steps in the training, right through from simulation training, a bit almost like an arcade game, to learning how to set the machine up, how to use it, continue using simulation, and then being taught alongside an expert on as you develop into doing the operation yourself. Most people doing it are already experienced surgeons and in other techniques. They're just applying a different instrument set to doing the same procedures often.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it does make it a lot easier for procedures as well. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, David.
Great. Thank you for having us. Thank you.